Reason. At first glance, science's dismissal of spirituality might appear reasonable. After all, science thrives on measurable data, repeatable experiments, and observable phenomena, pillars that ensure its rigor and reliability. But in this pursuit of the quantifiable, it overlooks something profound, the unseen realm. This realm isn't inherently religious. It is a deeply human concept, a framework forged over millennia, passed down through generations in the form of stories. Stories that document how our ancestors interacted with the world, with one another, and with the very essence of existence. When we examine these stories critically, they might seem at first like far-fetched fables, exaggerations, or mythologies. Yet beneath their poetic veneer lies something far more significant, reflections of societies with robust political, social, and cultural foundations. These are not merely whimsical tales. They are structured records of moral frameworks, systems of governance, and philosophical insights. In essence, they are history, and yet they have been dismissed, too often relegated to the realm of fiction. But why? What is the true reason for this dismissal? Is it an over-reliance on materialism, a worldview that demands physical proof at the expense of intangible truths? Or is it the result of a cultural shift, one that prioritizes empirical validation over the richness of subjective experience? More importantly, what does this dismissal mean for my work? By casting aside the spiritual dimension, have we blinded ourselves to the fuller scope of reality? If spirituality offers a lens through which we can explore the why of existence, then its absence in our inquiry leaves a void, one that science alone cannot fill. The challenge, then, is not to pit science against spirituality, but to reclaim the importance of both. How can we integrate spirituality into our understanding in a way that complements, rather than contradicts, scientific inquiry? This is not a rejection of science, but an invitation to expand its boundaries, to see the unseen, to acknowledge that the immeasurable may still hold profound truths, and in doing so, to unlock a deeper understanding of existence itself.